Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 89. We have a great show planned for you on this last episode of March. In a moment from now, we'll learn about tax scams from the IRS, or those who claim they're from the IRS. We'll talk with Microsoft about how to avoid those scams. On a related note, also on the program today, Encipher will join us to talk about protecting businesses from malicious types out there. The company claims 1 in 5 Americans have been a victim of a cyber attack. Also this hour, Dyson stops by to chat about new products they've got in the home, including a pair of new high-tech vacuum cleaners, a water purifier, and smart lighting. And we'll end off on a lighter note with a brand new baseball video game, MLB The Show 19, which swung into stores on Tuesday. All of this is coming up on Tech It Out. You might not know it, but as tax season approaches, cybersecurity watchdogs always see a rise in online scams and other cyber threats this time of year. In fact, Microsoft saw an average of 300,000 daily phishing attempts in the month of February alone across its browser platforms. Phishing, of course, refers to the bad guys masquerading as a legitimate place that you trust, like a bank or an online store. And usually via email or a text message, they ask you to verify your info, takes you to a phony website, and that's where they got you. You know, you give away stuff that you shouldn't. Joining us from Microsoft to talk about staying safe leading up to tax season and beyond, we've got Holly Stewart on the line. She's the Principal Research Manager at Microsoft. Welcome, Holly. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Before we talk solutions, let's go over the problem in a little bit more depth. Microsoft and others do see a rise in cyber threats this time of year, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And phishing especially has been on the rise for some time, and tax season gives another great lure to trick people into giving their details to someone that shouldn't have it.
And it really could look legitimate. I mean, even a tech-savvy person may be duped by getting an authentic-looking email that looks like it's from your bank or from PayPal or from your favorite online store, when in fact it's as I said earlier in my introduction, like masqueraded to be the real deal when it's in fact some fraudulent activity on the back end.
Absolutely. And one of the tricks that we've been seeing recently is these attackers are masquerading as a tax revenue service. This is happening in the United States and happening to our neighbors to the north in Canada, Brazil, and as far away as India. They are trying to pretend like you've got a refund, but they need your banking credentials, and so they give you a fake website to try to trick you into logging in.
Thanks for reminding me that, yeah, we are talking about tax season, and this is a common IRS email that goes around or a text message, or in Canada, it's called Revenue Canada. So yes, you're absolutely right. So this is collectively known as a phishing scam. People are being fooled into giving out their credentials. So I know that Microsoft security experts expect these scams to grow more prevalent until tax day, especially in the last 2 weeks before the April 15th deadline, where about a quarter of the people file their taxes. So this is going to get worse before it gets better, right?
We would expect that to happen. As more people are filing their taxes, these scams will likely pick up so that they can take advantage of what's top of mind for folks these days.
Yeah, again, because of the timeliness of it, even tech-savvy people, smart people, they may be, you know, it may look legit and they may be fooled. But I guess the rule of thumb here is, before, I know we're going to talk about some other solutions in a moment, but obviously you're not going to be contacted like this by the IRS or what have you, correct?
That's right. And even if you do get an email that makes you think that, for example, they're trying to get your bank details to deposit your refund, go back through your tax program. Use the direct links to the IRS. Go through the trusted methods that you know to provide your information. And that's one of the main tips that we provide to folks, is when you get an email that seems suspicious, maybe it looks a lot like your bank, but type in your bank's web address through your browser. Don't go through that link because it may not be legitimate.
I also heard a tip that you should always use your bank's app instead of a web browser as well, because then you know it's really from the bank.
Yeah, that's even more secure, because they often use two-factor authentication, which means, you know, you're not just using your password, but you may use your fingerprint or some other means of identification, and that's a much more secure way of getting into your bank account.
Yeah, great tip. We're chatting with Holly Stewart. She's the Principal Research Manager at Microsoft. We're talking about the rise of scams and other cyber threats leading up to tax time. I wanted to ask you about the 36-page Microsoft Security Intelligence Report that was just published. That's a pretty in-depth document that I skimmed through. So this covers many things, including phishing scams.
Yes, that report contains a lot of research that we do once every 6 months and looks at the major trends in attacks that we see. Phishing is one of the main trends, which is appropriate since we're talking about it related to tax season. There's some good news in there as well. So you may have heard of ransomware. Ransomware is a malicious application that tries to trick you into it may hijack all of your documents, or it may make you think that your computer has been hijacked and then tries to get you to pay a fee to release those documents back to you or unhijack your computer. Some good news here. Ransomware attacks have been on the decline and have continued to go on the decline. Phishing is still going up. One trend that we see attackers shifting to is called cryptocurrency mining. A lot of the ways that an attacker would install this malicious software, it's similar to phishing. They may try to trick you into clicking a link or opening an attachment that they sent you over email. The tricky thing about this one is cryptocurrency happens in the background. It uses the resources on your computer to mine cryptocurrency and pay the attackers, so you may not know it's happening.
Yeah, that's a great point. So they're leveraging your computer's horsepower to help generate coins or other cryptocurrencies, unbeknownst to the victim often. So is that so bad, or is this like, are you going to see, you know, is the damage maybe on your utility bill, your electric bill is going to be much higher? Or,
well, it's bad because, you know, your computer may slow down and you may think that there's something wrong and maybe you try to fix it, but actually it's just this cryptocurrency cryptocurrency miner taking up all of the resources. The other scary thing that you need to think about is that if they have access to your computer, well, they can install something else later. Mm-hmm. So you really don't want anything that you haven't installed on your computer.
Yes, of course, of course. All right, Holly, let's go over a couple of those solutions again and perhaps some new ones. Some of it lies in common sense. I mean, I know there's software we'll get to in a moment, but, you know, things like just, you know, we touched on this earlier, just knowing that the tax department isn't going to reach out to you to verify your banking details and other common sense tips. So let's go over them all. Where would you like to start?
Sure. Well, I'd say, you know, we talked about not just relying on passwords alone and two-factor authentication. So whenever possible, try to use two-factor authentication.
Holly, let's clarify what that is. So that's when you not only need your password to log into, but you also need a second code that's often sent to your mobile device to confirm it's really you. So it's a combination of something you know, which is your password, with something you have, which is your smartphone. That's mostly what 2FA or two-factor authentication is, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, sure. And then you also brought up a good point earlier. Use biometric security, like your fingerprint, to confirm it's really you as well, if that's an option on some of that online activity.
Yep, that's an easy way to do it.
All right, so let's talk about some other options here.
So when you get an email that seems a little suspicious, you know, be wary. If there's a URL inside that email, hover over it to see where it actually goes. If it's an email trying to get you to log into your bank, use your app instead of logging in directly by clicking a link in that email. Be wary of attachments. So we've seen many of these phishing attempts. They attach a document that looks like it's from the tax agency. And even within that document, it might have a URL telling you to log into your bank account. So it can happen that way, too. And then, of course, make sure you're running security product on your home PC or your laptop or whatever it may be, and make sure that you keep every software up to date.
All right, great advice, Holly. Yes, definitely. You want to use cybersecurity software. It's built into Windows as well. And also keep your programs up to date and even your hardware software up to date. It's often called firmware. So your router, your computer printer, they all have software, too, that can be updated that, you know, often the people who make these devices, they find vulnerabilities and they can patch it up. So I also recommend keeping everything up to date from a software perspective. Is there a website where we can learn more, Holly?
Yes, actually, we have a blog post on the Microsoft Secure website.
Holly Stewart, I really appreciate your time and your insight, your expertise. I really appreciate it.
Mark, thanks for having me.
Before we continue on with the show, Tech It Out is powered by ASUS. Thank you for your support. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the ASUS ZenBook 14 Model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Menopause is definitely a time of change for a woman's body, leading to a variety of possible symptoms.
The ones that bother women the most, the weight and their mood.
And when it comes to weight, Dr. Stephanie Fabian says there are many reasons why women tend to add a little at menopause.
There is definitely a shift downward in metabolism. We tend not to move as much after menopause. We're losing a little bit of muscle mass every year, so we're burning fewer calories from that direction. And then the hormone-driven part is that every little last bit of fat you have redistributes to the midsection.
She adds that there's no magic pill. It's being accepting of the aging process and finding a balance.
What was working before isn't working now, and you've got to find the new where you balance out and you're not gaining weight, and that's going to be a little less in and a little more exercise.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
Head to Court Furniture Clearance Center for up to 70% off new retail prices. You never know what kind of court-certified treasures you'll find. And the best part? It's Court Bonus Rewards time. Earn bonus rewards in our clearance centers from April 4th through April 30th, 2019. Get $25 in bonus rewards on every $250 spent after all discounts and before taxes applied. Court bonus rewards aren't transferable, can't be exchanged for actual cash, and are not valid with any other offers, discounts, or special buys. Redeem your Court Bonus Rewards May 1st through May 10th, 2019. Go to courtclearancefurniture.com today.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Tech It Out. All right, we're here at this really cool Dyson event in downtown Toronto. I'm here with Josh Motlow, who's traveled all the way from the UK. He's an engineer from Dyson, is that right?
That's correct. So I'm a senior design engineer in our floor care category. And yeah, it's really exciting to be here today to talk to you about some of our latest technology.
Awesome. I suddenly feel very dumb. But please help walk us through, and my listeners, the four different products that were unveiled here today at this event that are maybe coming to a Dyson store near you or another electronics place. But there's a lot of cool innovation here for the home. So why don't we start with air filters and what's new there?
Okay, yes. So one of the new products we're launching here today is the Dyson Pure Cool Me, which is our latest purifying technology fan. What's really fantastic about this is that what we think is really important is paying attention to the environment in which you spend a lot of your time. Lots of people nowadays spend a huge amount of time in their own home, or maybe they're at work and they're in an office. And we think it's really important important that people consider the quality of the air in those environments they spend lots of time. So the Dyson PureCool Me allows our consumers to have a personal purifier where they can control the air quality in that environment.
All right, so since this is radio, let's maybe describe this. It's a small unit that you may have on your desk in a home office, for example, or maybe a night table in your bedroom, and it's like your own personal fan, as you said, but it doesn't just circulate poor quality air that may be in your room, but it actually purifies it first.
Yeah, that's correct. So we have a base on the machine. This base is surrounded by a huge number of small inlet holes. And what we do there is we take in dirty air from the room that you're in. There's a filter behind those inlet holes. We purify the air, and then we have a motor that propels that air towards you out the top of the product. And what's really neat there is there's a screen on the product as well, and that screen allows you to control the product, change the fan speed, things like that.
And, of course, it's Dyson, so it looks really cool, and it works well. So definitely I would Google the name again for our listeners who are interested in that, and that would be?
Dyson PureCool Me.
PureCool Me. How could you forget that? All right, now let's move from air quality to lighting. A lot of people, and myself included, didn't know that Dyson had their hands in lighting as well.
Yeah, that's correct. So Jake Dyson, James Dyson's son, actually began working on lighting products about 10 years ago, and recently that technology has migrated into the broader Dyson business. And it's really exciting because today we're announcing our Dyson Light Cycle Task and Floor Light. And again, this is a really exciting product for us because feeding off that message of well-being, people don't really pay a lot of attention to the quality of the light in the environments in which they spend lots of time. If we were to consider the history of our evolution, the majority of that has happened under the effects of sunlight. So we wake up when the sun rises, we go to bed when the sun sets. And the introduction of artificial light in the environments in which we spend lots of time has started to mess around with the light we're exposed to, basically. And so what's really great with the new task light and floor light is that we can replicate the sunrise, sunset, temperature of the light as you go through your day.
Okay, so it can mimic what's going on outside, even though you're maybe in your office. It can have some like nice warm yellow hues and then go to, you know, a little bit of a whiter light, maybe when it would be like that outside, just to mimic what we've been used to throughout evolution. That's the idea. And you can control it with an app, from what I understand, not just on the lamp itself.
Yeah, that's correct. So what we can do with the application is we can input some parameters about ourselves, our age, our location, and then we use that information to affect the light that we give you at different times of day. So as you said, in the morning we'll give you warmer lights to represent things more like sunrise and sunset, or in the evening, sunset.
And not just different times of day, but different ages as well. I learned today that people who are 60 years old need four times as much light as they as younger folks, which is really interesting. I didn't know that. So, Josh, now let's wrap up on vacuums. So I know this is a tech show, so I was immediately interested in the 360. So this is a robotic vacuum cleaner. What was unveiled today, a new version of this?
Yeah, that's correct. So today we unveiled the Dyson 360 iHearist, and this is a really exciting product for us because it's building on the success of our robotic and machine learning technologies. What's really fantastic about this machine is that it has twice the suction of any other robotic vacuum cleaner.
But I understand there's a lot more smarts, stronger suctioning, as you mentioned, and you can control it with an app as well. And Alexa supports. You can use your voice to start and stop it. And also, you can program different intensities, right? Like if you have more dirt in one room, like a hallway, than you do, say, a family room, then you can also set it by zone.
Yeah, that's correct. So, with the application, you can modify the performance of the machine based on different areas of your house. The other fantastic thing is that with our latest version of this robot, we can update the software over the air. And so as we progress with the development of the machine, we can release new and exciting features to you.
Okay. And Josh, let's wrap up on the upright, the V11.
Yeah, that's correct. So another one of our really exciting products is the Dyson V11. And what we've done here is been able to introduce a huge amount of intelligence to our cord-free vacuum cleaner range. And we can now identify what surfaces you're using the vacuum cleaner on. And that allows us to adjust the suction power to suit the task that you need to do.
So, for example, a carpet would require a little bit more horsepower than a hardwood floor or tile.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So if you were to move onto a carpeted surface, we can ramp up the suction power to deep clean. If you go back onto a hard surface, we can drop that suction power to suit the surface and give you extended runtime because of that.
Awesome. Thanks for that torque drive. And I love that little LCD screen on the top as well, color-coded and everything. Very neat stuff. Josh, thanks so much.
much for your time. Safe travels back over the pond, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. It's been really fun to talk you through all our latest technology.
When we return on Tech It Out, we'll chat with Encipher to continue our thread about cybersecurity that we started with Microsoft. Again, I just want to thank ASUS, the title sponsor on Tech It Out, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including award-winning laptops and desktops and gaming rigs, smartphones and tablets, smartwatches, and a lot more. Check out asus.com/US/radio for more info. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to the program. Did you know about 1 in 5 Americans have been a victim of a cyber attack? And that's among those who knew they were a victim. This is the finding of Encipher. It's a company that encrypts data for businesses around the world. Joining us on the line to share more, including a look at what Encipher calls security fatigue, we've got on the line Kevin McKeo. He is the Director of Product Management at Encipher. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Mark. Glad to be here.
Great. So talk to us about Encipher. It's spelled the letter N and then capital C-I-P-H-E-R. What's the company all about?
Encipher is about providing security equipment to enterprises to ensure that they can protect data. They need to encrypt data. They can also ensure that communications are secure and that people can be sure that the right people are talking to the right people securely.
Okay, so Encipher protects a company's data from unwanted access, of course. So when you say encrypt, that's like adding like layers of security to the files. And it also, does it look for things like viruses or anything like that? Or is it like a firewall? Maybe you can elaborate on the software part.
The HSM really is a way to protect the mechanism by which you do the encryption. So encryption is really about obfuscating data, turning it into something that's completely unreadable, so it doesn't look like the original data. So you cannot tell, if you're encrypting a document, you would no longer be able to understand what that document was. And to be able to encrypt data, you need a certain start point, a cryptographic key, and you need to be able to protect that, because if anybody, it's really like the keys to your front door. If everybody has access to your key, they can get in your front door. If everyone has access to an encryption key, then they can decrypt the data and they can see what the original message was. Mm. So the important aspect is to ensure that the keys are held securely and only ever used in a protected space that nobody can gain access to.
Got it. And I'm going to ask you in a moment to elaborate a bit more on your technology. But as I mentioned off the top, Kevin, Encipher discovered that 20% of Americans, or 1 in 5, suffer from what you call security fatigue, and we don't trust anyone to protect our personal data. Can you explain this a bit more?
Yes. Well, security fatigue is really more about us getting a bit fed up with all of these security hurdles that we have to jump to use our information online. So if you're trying to do online shopping, there's many different steps we have to go through. We have so many passwords for different access to different applications and different websites, and it becomes very difficult to manage. So the fatigue really is that people start to work around these. You know, we have 100 passwords and we set them all to be the same thing because we can't remember 100 different passwords.
Yeah.
So we end up making ourselves less secure and more liable to be have our identity taken from us.
Are you a fan of biometrics identification or authentication, where you use a part of your body to confirm it's you, like a fingerprint or a retina scan or something?
Yes, I think we have to make security easier for people to use, and biometrics is something that you obviously tend to have your fingers with you at most times, and you don't have to remember those, whereas you have to remember passwords. I think biometrics is very much something that is a good solution to help you be identified by whatever it is that needs to identify you. It's always important, though, that where that information is stored, the item that is checking that your biometrics are mm-hmm. correct, the data they have about you needs to be held securely. Otherwise, somebody could change that data or steal that data, and then they can impersonate you. So it's the mechanisms for identifying yourself have to improve, but also it still remains important to actually secure the data at the other end.
Are you a fan, Kevin, of two-step or two-factor authentication, where not only do you need a password to access your information, whether it's your own company's data or if you're going, you know, doing online banking or online shopping, but you also need a one-time key or code sent to usually like your mobile device that you need to verify that it's you. So it's something that you know, which is a password, combined with something that you have, which is usually a smartphone. Do you like 2FA?
Yes, I think two-factor authentication is very important. When we're trying to defend ourselves against the threats out there in the marketplace, then we need to be able to make it difficult for them to pretend to be us, to steal our identities. And as you say, two things, one thing that you know, one thing you have in your possession that will be difficult for other people to have. So they might be able to guess your password, but if they haven't got that one-time password that you've just been sent to your phone, then they can't pretend to be you. So yes, the more factors involved in authenticating you, the better. But as I said earlier, people get fatigued by these things. There's so many steps to go through, so they tend to avoid doing them. And we need to make the online security easy to use.
We're chatting with Kevin McKeough. He is Director of Product Management at Encipher. With that in mind, then, how does Encipher make cybersecurity easy to use so people aren't opposed to using it? What's your secret sauce then?
Well, I think our secret sauce is really about helping the enterprise and helping the companies build solutions that can offer the capabilities to provide secure authentication to these sites. So the Encipher hardware, the Encipher software, provides capabilities for enterprises to build strong solutions that provide both ease of access but secure access.
Can you elaborate on the hardware element up to this? I mean, software I get, it's encryption and maybe some other firewall-related software, but what's the hardware component?
Well, the hardware really provides a secure place for the processing to be carried out. So the software running on your on a server, on your computer, if an adversary, an attacker, gets into the network, then they can actually watch the processing going on the server, on your computer, and see what's happening. They can change results, or they can steal the data. So therefore, having a hardware security module moves the processing away from the easy accessible server and computer into an environment where an attacker cannot gain access to. It's a separate piece of hardware that you would put in the rack in your data center, or actually a module that you put inside the server that's a separate physical device.
Okay, got it. All right, Kevin, so where could our listeners who may run a small business or medium-sized organization or even enterprise level, where could they learn more about Encipher and the solutions you provide?
So certainly going to our website, so www.encipher.com.
Okay, again, that's spelled N and then CIPHER.com. Kevin, thank you very much for your time. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much, and all the best.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus S GX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, cybercriminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bobo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
They can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
When's the last time you checked your credit score?
Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Welcome back to the show. Before our next guest, we do have time for a mailbag segment. And you too can shoot me a question at my website, marksaltzman.com. That's MarkSaltzman. So George asks, is it safe to do internet banking when using a public hotspot? Whether it's your local coffee shop, in an airport, or a hotel lobby, millions of mobile computer users do take advantage of free public Wi-Fi networks, aka hotspots. But don't use it for financial transactions, as there could be cyber criminals digitally eavesdropping in on your activities. We just spoke with Microsoft and Encipher this hour about that. Using a free hotspot is okay for things like reading the news, but resist entering sensitive information like your banking passwords. If you must do online banking and you're using free Wi-Fi, at least use VPN software, virtual private network software. It can be free, like Hotspot Shield or BetterNet, and that will protect your identity. Or better yet, wait until you're at home on a safe Wi-Fi network, or use your cellular connection, which is also safer than public Wi-Fi. All right, on with the show. Baseball season is here, and with that comes a new MLB The Show video game. And if my time with the new game is any indication, this year's MLB The Show 19 is the best yet. Joining us to chat about this PlayStation 4 exclusive is Ramon Russell. He's the community manager and game designer for MLB The Show at Sony Interactive Entertainment San Diego Studios. All right, Ramon, thanks so much for your time. I'd love to learn more about MLB The Show 19. How are you doing, first of all?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
Awesome. Okay. So let's dive right in. This is, of course, the next iteration in the best-selling pro baseball game. So tell us about it.
Oh, man. MLB The Show 19, we've spent a lot of time working on every area of the game and also creating new experiences and new creative curated experiences. We have two brand new game modes this year. The first one is called Moments. And what Moments is, it's relive, rewrite, recreate baseball's most iconic moments. Like, can you hit Bryce Harper's first home run? Can you recreate that epic Toronto Blue Jays playoff moment with that Jose Bautista bat flip? Like, those moments are in the game. We have storyline moments where you'll take a look at Babe Ruth's career, and it'll be all these little pieces of gameplay that are really, really important and really specific to Babe Ruth. We might have Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. back-to-back home runs. So that's what all Moments is about, is these short experiences that could be an inning, it could be a game, could be in a series, it could be an at-bat. And Moments is all about trying to recreate baseball history or trying to rewrite baseball history. So that's the first new game mode. The second new game mode is called March to October. So every single year we're always trying to figure out, like, what are the type of experiences that people want from season-based modes? Baseball's had a long season, 162 games. It can take a long time to get to the postseason. And what we found through our research was, is a vast majority of users never even make it to the end of the season. So when we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do, we also learned baseball is very regional. It's very team specific. You care about your team. If your team's out of playoff contention, people tend to not pay as much attention. So in March to October, what we're doing is we're putting you in these very curated, very specific key moments throughout the season to try to get your team to the playoffs. And it's all about this narrative and this curated experience that's very specific to your team. If you're a Toronto Blue Jays fan, they're in the long shots category. All 30 of the MLB teams, they're in a separate category. You have the contenders, you have the long shots. You have the teams that you think are going to do well and the teams that you think might not do as well. And so your journey starts with this intro video. And the things that Heidi Watney, our new broadcast member, is going to say, the type of stories that she's going to present, are heavily influenced by how you perform and what the expectations were. And this is very dynamic, because if, let's say, you chose the Yankees are a favorite. They're favored to go to the playoffs and possibly win a World Series. The things that Heidi Watney would say about the Yankees is going to be completely different than what she would say about the Padres or the Blue Jays that might not be a contender just yet. But we're putting the control in your hands and you're able to change that narrative. And the way that it works is people don't like the sim games because they're not in control. Like, they want to be in control. So every single moment that we put you in March to October affects this momentum factor. If you win a game, you'll get momentum, and that'll affect what happens in between the sim games. If you lose a game, you'll get cold momentum, and you may go on a losing streak. Road to the show, our most played mode, we spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah, tell us about it, because this is not the first year that Road to the Show has been in the game, but I understand there's some differences this year.
Oh, absolutely. So we listen to a lot of community feedback because we're always trying to give people more of what they want and less of what they don't want. And last year we introduced the archetype system, and what we found out was people kind of, they liked the idea of the archetypes, but they didn't like the fact that they couldn't make a 99 overall player because we capped it. Well, we listened to feedback and we took those caps off. However, there's this new dynamic where to get your guy to 99, it's very, very difficult. All of your player has, you know, attributes that are easier to train based off his archetype and attributes that are harder to train.
And let's clarify that in this mode, you actually create a baseball player from scratch. You're not taking already an MLB superstar. This is your own. It's almost like a role-playing game, like RPG kind of feel.
Road to the Show is 100% a baseball RPG. You're creating either yourself or some fantasy persona that you want to live out.
And what kind of customization options are there aesthetically?
Oh, there's a lot. We have like over 25 different hairstyles. We have tons of different facial hair. We have skin tones. You can create your own batting stance. We have body scale sliders if you want your guy to have a longer spine or if you want him to have broader shoulders. We have lots of different equipment options in the game. So Road to the Show really lets you design the type of character that you want to be.
All right, we're going to continue our chat about MLB The Show with Ramon Russell from Sony San Diego. So stick with us. A lot more Tech It Out is coming up.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you...
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
It's been- baseball season, and that includes the video game version of America's favorite pastime as well. Let's continue our chat with Ramon Russell, game designer and community specialist at Sony's San Diego Studios. We're getting a walkthrough of the new PlayStation 4 game, MLB The Show 19. All right, so like any good baseball game, there are several solo and multiplayer modes, and you've explained some of the solo ones that have a lot of meat to them, a lot of depth for those who want that kind of gameplay experience. But if you are interested in playing against other human players, not beside you on the same couch, because I know you can do that, what are some of the multiplayer online options in this year's game?
Right, so there's Play Now, where you basically you can use any real MLB team to play against somebody online. And then there's, you know, Diamond Dynasty, our competitive game mode, which we found is people really love Diamond Dynasty. They love being able to discover cards. And what you're basically doing is you're creating this fantasy team, and you're trying to create the best team possible. So our live content team, which consists of Stephen Haas and Luis Martinez and Kyle Blake, we spent a lot of time this year on doing these quality of life things in Diamond Dynasty, just to make the experience easier, funner, more accessible, more dynamic. For instance, you have multiple lineups. People wanted multiple lineups. We've given people multiple lineups. Those crazy grinds are gone, where you had to get 400 saves with this guy. You don't have to do that anymore. You play the game, you get XP, you unlock stuff. If you get a card, you can immediately put them into your lineup, or you can immediately put them onto the marketplace. All of our programs are a lot shorter. Like, we really tried to focus on letting people play the game the way that they want to play, and giving you tons of opportunities and avenues to get the rewards in Diamond Dynasty that you want.
All right, finally, this is a PlayStation 4 exclusive. Talk to us about the visuals and other production values. No doubt this is a 4K game for those TVs that support it, right? Four times the resolution of HD. Tell us about the animation, the visuals, and you did touch on the commentary or any other, you know, audio-based benefits this year.
Right, so if you have a PS4 Pro, there are a few different options that you have. You can choose faster, where the game runs a little bit smoother. You can choose like high fidelity, where you're looking at like the game just looks gorgeous.
You'll do a double take. You'll think it's a real game, right?
Hopefully people will do a double take. But gameplay, like we've added over 1,300 new gameplay animations. And every single year we're trying to figure out where we were strong, and we'll add some more stuff to that. And then we'll also look at the areas of the game where we may have been weak, like catching. Catching wasn't quite where we wanted it to be. You can have the fastest throws in the world, but if your catches are slow, doesn't really matter. So this year we spent a lot of time on adding hundreds of new pre-pitch catches, hundreds of new catches to make sure we have all of those holes filled, and to make sure not only do you see really good infield play and really good outfield play, but if it's the inverse where you don't have a good outfield or you don't have a good infield, that will play out and that will bear itself to market as well. Like, we really want the game to basically, if you see Andrelton Simmons out at shortstop, the guy's a wizard. You want him to be a wizard in game, because we want the game to play like it does in real life.
Authentically recreated stadiums and crowds, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, our stadium team spends a lot of time on all of our stadiums. This year we worked on our light to dust transitions. They're now more lifelike. We've also added Heidi Watley into the game. She's our first on-field reporter in the show series, and you'll see her in all modes of the game. And she shows up at these really important times to give you these curated narratives about your team, and you'll see her a lot in March to October.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much, Ramon. So the game is MLB The Show 19, exclusively for PS4 and PS4 Pro, of course. Where can we learn more about it? Is it PlayStation.com?
Absolutely. Check out PlayStation.com. You can check out the PlayStation blog, or you can check out MLB The Show on Twitter, where you can get basically all of the updates for the game, what's new, what's fresh, and all of our content updates as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time. Amazing.
Oh, thank you.
As you can probably hear, I met with Ramon Russell at an MLB The Show 19 preview, a media day, where journalists like yours truly were invited to get some hands-on time with the game and chat with Ramon about all of the new features of the game. And you really got to see it. I know this is radio, but you got to see what the graphics look like. So go to YouTube and type in MLB The Show 19 and take a look at the trailer for the game. Or better yet, get your hands on the actual game and you'll do a double take. You really will think it's the real deal. It's getting really photorealistic, in part due to the processing power of the PlayStation 4. Hey, as we wrap up today's Tech It Out, I do want to thank my sponsor one last time. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Asus, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info on all of their innovative products. That's asus.com/US/radio. Hey, I've been prepping next weekend's radio show already, the first Tech It Out of April. I think you're really going to like it. So I look forward to chatting with you then on Tech It Out. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends to subscribe to the podcast as well at iTunes, Google, and other platforms. Ciao for now, everyone. Talk to you next weekend. All the best.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now that's number 3030.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoche. President Trump is threatening to close the nation's southern border, or some large sections of it at least, by next week if Mexico does not immediately stop illegal immigration.
I'm very upset with Mexico. I think Mexico is doing a lot of talking. They have the strongest immigration laws anywhere in the world. They probably have the strongest. And we have the worst. We have the weakest, the most pathetic, the most laughed at immigration laws anywhere in the world. They're the Democrats' laws, and I got stuck with them.
Mr. Trump says it would be so easy for Mexico to stop illegal immigration, which would also strike a blow to drug trafficking. Attorney General William Barr says he'll send a redacted version of the Mueller report to Congress by mid-April at the latest. Barr says he's working with a special counsel to redact material prohibited by law, material that could compromise intelligence sources and methods, items that could affect ongoing matter and that could infringe upon the privacy of third parties. But Democrats say they want the full report in the full version of the report in their hands by next week. More terror on the high seas.
African migrants who hijacked an oil tanker after it rescued them in the Mediterranean Sea seized metal objects and began smashing the ship and threatening crew members after they realized they were being returned to Libya. Nader El Hiblou, the 42-year-old Libyan captain of the El Hiblou 1 ship, said he and five other crew members feared they could be killed during the horror that played out at sea this week. He said the threats by rioting migrants forced them to agree to their demand that he take them to Europe, not back to Libya. Now there are fears that some merchant ship captains might become reluctant to save migrants from sinking boats in the future if they fear they could lose control of their ships. Keith Peters reporting.
Hyundai recalling more cars because of a fire hazard. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Overseas, the number of Mozambique cyclone survivors who have contracted cholera has risen dramatically. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more in this report.
Authorities say the number of cases in Mozambique has jumped to more than 270, nearly twice the amount recorded the day before. Aid group Doctors Without Borders says it's seeing some 200 likely cholera cases per day in the port city Beira alone, where relief workers are hurrying to restore the damaged water system. The Portuguese news agency Lusa says so far no cholera deaths have been confirmed, but the group has pushed up the death toll in central Mozambique from the cyclone to just over 500 in general. Authorities have warned the toll is highly preliminary as floodwaters recede and reveal more bodies. I'm Charles Ledesma.
And you can always check out more breaking news and get more analysis. They're both at townhall.com. In Illinois, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says she's open to an outside investigation into her office's decision to drop all charges against actor Jussie Smollett.
In a Friday night op-ed for the Chicago Tribune, Fox says a review about prosecutors' decision to dismiss all 16 felony counts against the Empire actor would help maintain the community's trust. The dismissal drew an immediate rebuke from Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. Smollett was accused of faking a racist anti-homosexual attack at himself in January. While Fox says Tuesday's decision does not exonerate Smollett, she indicated that some of the evidence, quote, made securing a conviction against Smollett uncertain. Patrick Frost reporting.
A Tulsa museum will soon open a new Bob Dylan exhibition that will showcase 12 pastel portraits the musicians painted. The Gilcrease Museum displaying Bob Dylan's Face Value and Beyond from May 10th to September 15th. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely. Fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome everyone. It's a new edition of Popular Technology Radio. I'm Mike Etchart. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully you're having a good week, a good day. Here on the radio, we are talking about tech, and we are going to cover the big Apple announcement. We've got a lot of things to say about that, and then another smaller but equally so almost interesting announcement about IKEA and working with Sonos on a product. So we're going to kind of actually pick up on the theme. I think we were talking about cord cutting and all of these options that we all have these days for alternative TV programming, so to speak. And one, of course, the announcements that we're going to talk about
later in the next segment is the big Apple announcement. But, you know, we are reaching, before we talk about that, I want to talk about actually an article that was in my hometown newspaper, the Los Angeles Times, by a writer by the name of David Lazarus. He is one of my favorite writers. He actually writes in the business section and kind of on consumer stuff. But he was talking about the concept of, are we really at sort of a point with all of these streaming services now? Of course, many of us have Netflix and Amazon and Hulu. Are we at a time of subscription fatigue? David's article just this week in the LA Times, which you can look up online, I'm sure, talks about that fatigue, because here we have the Apple announcement, and it's really one of presumably at least three announcements that are going to happen this year about these new streaming services on top of the ones that already exist. So are we actually getting subscription fatigue? David Lazarus points out that there was actually a Deloitte, a consulting firm Deloitte, actually released a digital media trends survey just last week, and they're saying that 47% of streaming video subscribers feel there are too many services, too many choices, too many ads, and the big one, too many monthly fees. It's hard to believe, but there are, I want to say, more than 100 subscription options these days. Many of them are small, of course, but if you are like me, at least I'm paying for every month I have Netflix, I pay for Amazon Prime, I pay for Hulu, and I pay for HBO. As we are heading into the last season of Game of Thrones, you can bet that I am paying for that. But don't forget, you know, all of these initially came about because we were looking for alternatives to the big cable TV bundle. But here we are getting ready to spend a lot of money per month. There was a report released earlier this week also on comparecards.com, which is actually a credit card comparison site, but they were saying that people with online subscriptions currently spend an average of $38 a month on online subscriptions. Of those people, 65% actually already have a pay TV service. So lots of people are having some sort of a cable bundle already on top of those additional streaming services. So it is interesting, and most people have at least three services. So in the world we are talking about now, which of course is maybe something from Apple coming out, Disney coming out later in the year, Warner Media likely having one come out later on in the year. What do you cut back? What do you say is important, and what do you say I don't need? Are we at that point of burnout where there's just too many subscription services? Well, I'm kind of there already. I'm actually looking at my package that I have in my house, and I'm trying to decide if what's worth it, because there's so much great TV on all of them. So what do we do? What is the choices we have? So that's going to be framing our conversation today. And then, you know, also we lost a great one this week. If you're a music fan, as I am, and a fan of 80s music, there's a wonderful band out of the UK known here as the English Beat. Of course, they were just called The Beat in the UK, but a great ska band in the 80s and hugely, hugely popular here in the States. And their co-frontman, Ranking Roger, passed away this week at the very young age of 56. So we are going to be playing a lot of English Beat music today because celebrate the life of Ranking Roger and that wonderful band, the English Beat. Very, very sad to see him pass away. And but I do want to play a lot of that great music, hugely influential on me personally, and just some of the best music to come out of the 80s. So you will be hearing some great English Beat music today in memory of Ranking Roger. So sit back. We've got a lot more coming. We are talking about the Apple events and announcements this week, all kinds of cool stuff with that new Sonos thing from IKEA. We'll get the bottom line on all of that right here. It's Popular Technology Radio. Stick with us. We are coming right back.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
For all of my listeners who care deeply about our military men and women, I want to tell you about one of my favorite charities, the Purple Heart Foundation. I hold them very close to my heart because they understand the challenges that our veterans face when returning home from serving. Last year alone, the Purple Heart Foundation helped over 19,000 veterans get $200 million in benefits. With your continued support, the Purple Heart Foundation can keep providing educational scholarships, the National Service Officer Program, funding for PTSD research, and much more. This is why I choose the Purple Heart Foundation. We owe it to our heroes to lend a helping hand. The easiest and fastest way to help is by donating to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Join me in supporting our vets and their families in this daily battle. Together, we can honor their sacrifice. Just visit purpleheartfoundation.org/donate. That's purpleheartfoundation.org/donate. I believe in the Purple Heart Foundation, and you can too. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org/donate and tell them that Dana sent you.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Now, here's your host.
And welcome back, everyone. It is Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart. And who better to talk about Apple stuff than my good friend, tech pundit, Howard Soroka. Howard, how are you on this fine day?
I'm fine, Mikey. It's been a long time.
It has.
Yeah.
We're getting the band back together, Howard. We are talking about tech on the radio, on podcast. It is so fun to have you. And, you know, you and I are both...
jaded old men.
Jaded old men. Well, there is that. But back in the day, it's hard to even remember, before iPhones, before iPods, there were, of course, Apple computers. And they were a group of folks that were maybe not fanboys, but just aficionados, let's say, of Apple products. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, sure. I've been falsely accused of that myself.
Okay, but so we were Apple fans back when it was not cool to be an Apple fan, before all the cool stuff came out. They just made really good computers. So we both have a long history with the company in terms of just being proponents of their stuff. And so that's why I thought it'd be great to have you on the show. And we're talking about these new Apple announcements. And first of all, the biggest thing is Apple's in the content business. They've been in the content business for a while, but now they're really in the content business.
Yeah, yeah, they are. But, you know, it's interesting because if you look at the announcements that they made this week, there's kind of a lot of detail missing. It's a little bit like the Barr report of Apple technology. I'm scratching the surface and not finding a whole lot.
We're getting some breadcrumbs, right? So it's
yeah.
The first one is Apple News Plus. Now they at least have a fee attached to that one. That's going to be $9.99 a month. We kind of forget, but a tech company delving into news was actually started, I mean, decades ago by Microsoft and NBC, MSNBC, which Microsoft has long been out of it. But this is a little different spin on it. But are you willing to commit $10 a month to a news service?
Well, you know, it's interesting because that was immediately the second most interesting thing about the announcements to me. And I did kind of dig into it a little bit, and it is tempting to me, but I have a few issues with it. One of them is that, you know, I don't get to combine existing subscriptions that I have through Apple into that. For example, I have a Washington Post subscription.
Right.
$6 a month. And yeah. It's fine. But the Apple News Plus, that doesn't include Washington Post. So for my $10 a month, I don't get the Washington Post. I get LA Times, which I also already get because I live in LA and subscribe to the paper. So I already have that for free.
Me too. Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
So there's not a whole lot of news there that's exciting to me. I couldn't find a comprehensive list of what's included in the service, which magazines and which papers. And it doesn't sound to me like there are a whole lot of papers there. There's Wall Street Journal and LA Times. So that's not getting me excited yet.
Yet, yeah.
On the other hand, I love the idea of one single comprehensive news service that gives me news and magazines. The fundamental concept here is great, and I would absolutely pay $10 a month, especially if it could save me from paying $6 a month to Washington Post, right?
Yes, exactly. And I'm kind of the same thing. And in fact, some of the other things that Apple has talked about in this announcement are sort of along that broad line, which is this kind of not really curated, but kind of a one-stop shopping for lots of different things, right? And so,
right. But it's less comprehensive than it looks. You know, for example, a lot of magazines, Vanity Fair, The New Yorker, whatever, these are your better magazines in this country, and they have print editions, and they also have website content that is not the same as the print editions. And right. I believe in this Apple subscription service, what you're going to get is access to the digital form of the magazine issue, but you're not going to get access, not going to get free access anyways, to the rest of the magazine's website. So it's actually not a comprehensive offering for a lot of these magazines.
And I wonder if that's going to change, though, of course. This is kind of early days, obviously, and they're going to probably bring on different partners and different.
Yeah, I think it may change over time. I would expect that it will, but it's not quite as appealing on second look. It's not a bad deal if you think about it. $10 a month for all that content really is a bargain. It really is.
Yes.
And I'm sure it'll be done, you know, well enough that you can find what you're looking for. But it's not comprehensive. It really doesn't cover everything that you want if you're someone who's into, you know, a bunch of magazines and mostly a lot of news.
Before you came on, my first segment of the show, I talked about, you know, kind of subscription fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
It's funny because I have that in my notes, too. I made copious notes before we did this call. And at the top of my list is the two words, subscription fatigue. And I think that's a real factor. I think that's a big deal. And I think it's going to impact a lot of subscription services, not just Apple. You know,
right.
People are tired of paying $10 a month or $6 a month or $3 a month times 10 every month. And half the time they're not using, you know, even a fraction of what they're paying for.
Well, and it's seductive, and when we start with little numbers, you tend to kind of go, oh, it's $3, what's $5, what's, you know, $10, and then you turn around and you're back to $200 a month for your content subscriptions, whatever they may be.
Right.
We're back in the hole, right? We're back in the hole we were trying to get out of. So, all right, on that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. We are talking to tech pundit Howard Soroka about the Apple announcements, Apple News Plus, Apple TV app, all kinds of cool stuff. We got more when we come back. It is Pop Tech Radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We are back. Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, Tech Pundit, Howard Soroka joining me, talking about the big Apple announcements. Apple Arcade, fall of 2019, no price. This is a gaming subscription.
Right.
Ironically, you and I both work in the games business, and neither of us are interested in this particular.
I mean, that tells you something right there, doesn't it? You know, we were both in the games business for too long and now have no interest in games whatsoever. The truth is, when I was in the games business, I had no interest in games whatsoever, which is why I'm not in it anymore.
Well, and I think that's probably the same case for me. Games just aren't my cup of tea. But, you know, again, sort of a seemingly a kind of a curated product and no price announced on Apple Arcade. So my guess, though, is it's probably going to be $5.99, somewhere around there. I got to think that that's... Do you charge the same amount for the news as you do for Arcade and perhaps for their Apple TV Plus? Who knows how they're going to rate this? But
I don't know, but that, those two words sure come back quick, don't they? Subscription fatigue.
Subscription fatigue, exactly. You got to decide. So the kind of outlier in this, which I thought was just kind of odd, was they have this Apple Card was also announced at this
point. Okay, I'm going to tell you that the Apple Card is actually the most interesting thing of all of the announcements to me.
So why do you think it's the most interesting thing?
Well, because, okay, firstly, if they do it right, and they probably will,
yeah,
it's going to be ridiculously lucrative to Apple.
Right.
That's just a little money factory right there.
Sure.
As they skim their margin off of every transaction times trillions, right?
They're good at that, as we already know, with the iTunes Store, and they got that down.
And the other reason is that I actually like the idea a lot. It appeals to me. I do use Apple Pay all the time.
Okay.
And I use Apple Pay, you know, obviously hooked up to existing credit cards. I think it's become the norm now that credit card companies are offering, you know, substantial rewards for loyalty. So, you know, my Amazon Prime card, for example, I've got back about $600 this year for using that card. So that's pretty appealing. And they're going to give back 2% on purchases, 3% on Apple purchases, which is, yep, I suppose, the least they could do. And most importantly, it looks like it's going to be pretty convenient to use and very secure.
Yes, and they said, although they didn't give details, that it's going to be amongst the most competitive rate-wise, interest rate-wise.
Right. Well, and they won't have, you know, silly fees and things like that. So to a credit card user like me who basically pays off the bill all the time, pays it off quickly, it's terrific because I use my cards very heavily. The other thing that I'm expecting from this is that it's going to be pretty easy to get to your financial records of transactions,
yes,
which is another thing I have to do every year at tax time, like now.
Right. And the other thing that I thought was cool, only from just a cool standpoint, is at its core, it's a virtual product.
That's
but
right.
But there is actually a physical card if you,
yeah,
want it. And it's made of titanium.
Yeah.
And it's very Apple-like, seemingly. It's got basically just your name on it and like an Apple logo, I think.
Yeah.
And how popular will that be? I'm going to guess that people will fall over themselves to get that.
Well, they probably will. I'm thinking that that's the sleeper in all of this. That's the thing that's going to make the most dough for them over time and be the easiest thing to administer, really. I mean, at the end of the day, once you've got your financial transaction infrastructure set up, you just kind of sit there and rake in the money. It's not like producing TV shows where you've got to keep making them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's going to be the gift that keeps on giving for them, presumably.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Well, let's move over then to, well, first, they kind of have two things under the kind of heading of TV. They have got the Apple TV app, which
right.
is kind of one hub access across devices. I like that idea. Fortunately, no Netflix or Hulu on that. But then the big news, of course, is the thing we don't know all that much about in terms of price, likely coming in fall 2019. It's the Apple TV Plus subscription service, their version of Netflix, right? You know, this is, and again, we've been talking about subscription fatigue. What do you let loose of to make room potentially for Apple TV Plus? If anything, there's likely an announcement from Disney later on in the year. There's likely an announcement from the new formed Warner Media, which they're calling the new AT&T Warner Brothers entity now. So suddenly Netflix doesn't have this playpen to themselves in terms of being the big fish in the pond.
Right.
Where do you think it is just in terms of the ecosystem that they're jumping into? Do you think they're going to be successful? How risky is it?
Well, I don't see any reason why they couldn't be successful. I mean, if you want to go into the TV production business, film or TV business, what you need more than anything else is money. And what does Apple have more than anyone else? Money. Yeah. So they'll probably be fine. They clearly have no problem attracting talent, right? That, I mean, the whole announcement was basically a little talent parade with not a lot of substance. So they're not going to have any trouble making good TV shows, assuming they have the brains to hire the right people to do it, and there's no shortage of those people. So I'm not worried that their content will not be good. Also, they'll allow their content to appear, you know, in other people's services. So it's not going to be an Apple exclusive thing. If they produce a brilliant TV show, you'll be able to see it on your Apple device, but you'll be able to see it elsewhere too, right? So that's basically a venture into showbiz.
Right. Well, and surprisingly, as our producer Cody mentioned, that one of the things they mentioned was it's going to be kind of PG content. It's going to be, you know, not necessarily – it's going to be a little family friendly, I suppose, which is interesting.
Yeah. You know? Well, and I think that that's – you know, that will certainly have some appeal to parents of younger kids. You know, once your kids get to a certain age, you basically acknowledge that they're spending most of their life surfing porn on the internet anyways, and there's nothing you can do about it. So, you know, but until your kid is, you know, 5 or 6, you care about these things.
Absolutely. And on that note, we do need to take a quick commercial break.
That was a joke, people. That was a joke.
We're talking with Howard Soroka. He is a pundit. We are talking about Apple products and the Apple announcement, and we've got more when we come back. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio.
Believe All Ogre Again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR. KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Throughout the show, subscription fatigue. At what point do you say no? And if you get out your crystal ball and you're a betting man, who are they taking away from? Is Netflix going to lose some subscription folks to this? There is a huge fan base of people that just like Apple stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if I were going to bet on someone feeling some pain over this, I think I'd probably bet on Hulu. Netflix, to me, is pretty strong. Mind you, you know, I'm not an expert on these matters. You know, in the years since I've been on this show, what have I been doing with my time? Not watching television. So I'm not an expert in this. But to me, I think Hulu appears to be in a weaker spot than Netflix when compared to Apple. I think Apple's going to eat a little bit of Hulu's lunch on this, if not a lot. Doesn't it seem that way to you? Because Netflix has all these kind of big ticket productions, you know,
right.
All the time.
Well, and when I look at my current menu, you know, I've got Netflix, I've got Hulu, I've got Amazon Prime, which is its own kind of a thing off to the side. You know, that's
yeah, I've got all that too.
Yeah, content for them is kind of a value add. They want you buying products and getting 2-day shipping, so that is kind of an outlier. And I won't likely get rid of that because I feed the Amazon beast with all of my purchases, which still kind of drives me nuts, but it's hard to beat.
I have the same addiction myself.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, we both live in kind of quasi-semi-pseudo-rural areas where it's not easy to just pop down to the store. And so for folks like us, it's hard to beat Amazon.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. But I think I don't know enough to say that I'm ready to commit to Apple TV Plus. I'm not quite there yet, but we'll see. But I think you're right. If I had to get rid of one that I currently have, it'd probably be Hulu. But that's me, and that's the challenge that I have, like everybody has, which is it's not totally up to me. I've got three other people that live in my house, and they watch Hulu, I think, more than I do. So, you know, maybe I would just suck it up and add that. But then when Warner's comes out or Disney's come out, then I really have something to try to kind of figure out.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting to me in this conversation is there's a conspicuous silence. There's a name you haven't mentioned.
Which is?
Which is Google.
Ah, yes.
You know, YouTube, Google, whatever it's called these days, they have a paid TV service, right?
Mm-hmm.
YouTube something or other.
And I forget about it so much because I'm always saying no thanks.
Well, I actually tried it for a little while and quickly decided that no thanks was the correct answer. But you know, they seem to be an also-ran or a not-quite-also-ran in so many of these content-based services. They can't make it with music. They can't make it with paid TV. Or, I don't know, are they – I mean, how is that Google TV?
I don't know. It's funny. As we were talking about it, I don't know. I'm going to certainly go back and look and see if I can check in and see how they're doing with that. But
yeah.
I think calling them an also-ran is probably not inaccurate because, at least to my perspective, my view, they are an also-ran. And maybe because I use them – I'm still using them for free stuff, essentially. I put up with the ads just to look at the, you know, various things on YouTube that are there. So it is available in a free form in some fashion, so perhaps that's why –
Yeah, and that's probably its curse, is that the public perception is that YouTube is free, period. And unless they can do a much, much, much better job than Apple or Hulu or Netflix for a paid service, I think they're kind of doomed. And they don't show the ability to do a better job, either in terms of content or presentation, you know, user interface, user experience, that kind of thing. So it's interesting that with all their money, they're not quite able to compete.
But may I interject? Yeah.
Go ahead, Cody.
It's YouTube TV, and they're losing $60 million a year with no obvious path to not losing, as a article title I see here.
Well,
I've got a solution right there. If they gave me $10 million and shut the service down, then they'd only be losing $10 million a year.
Well, you know, thank you for bringing clarity to that particular situation. That is duly noted. But who knows? You know, they just announced a big gaming product at the Game Developers Conference, so which we talked about on the show. So perhaps they are sitting around reformulating that particular situation they have, so we shall see. But you're right, you know, they are kind of the elephant in the room that at least at the moment hasn't gotten their act together, but maybe they will, you know, that maybe they will. We shall see.
They're more like the elephant who's trying to get into the room. They don't open the door.
That's right. Well, they're certainly in the room in other things, but you're right, in this particular area. But for us as consumers, it's kind of the best of times and maybe the worst of times as well, because at least like you and me, we were all trying to run away from that, you know, $100 to $200 a month commitment to cable. And now we have a ton of options, but it's so easy to get that number right back up again with all of these different things. And as I think you would probably agree, it is the golden age of television. It is. There is so much great programming and content.
Well, I would agree, but it's only hearsay to me because, you know, as I said, I haven't watched any television in 30 or 40 years.
Well,
it's very good, though. I hear it's very entertaining.
It's great. And there's – but, you know, even in the world, you and I both share a passion and love of documentaries pertaining to music. And – there's so many great ones out there right now. So just everything, whatever your niche is, whatever that corner of the universe that you are interested in is, there's some fantastic content supporting that. So it is really hard to choose. And it's I find it – I have to really judiciously decide what I'm going to commit to, because I basically have pretty narrow bandwidth for that stuff. And for right now, it's Game of Thrones. That's kind of about it.
Yeah. For me, it's the guy high-fiving his cat.
Well, to each his own. To each his own.
Well, to me, that's the reason the internet exists. And that clip, if you haven't seen it, by the way, Google it. Guy high-fiving his cat. It's about 5 seconds long, which is my attention span, too. So it works perfectly. I can just watch it over and over again.
And clearly you do. And on that note, we have to say goodbye, Howard. It's been awesome having you on. Thanks for spending the time. And can we do this again in the near future? Can we check
sure.
in?
Sure. Why not? I got nothing to do.
Well, there you go. Exactly. All right. On that note, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We're coming back after these words.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind?
Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, and I got my good friend Brent Butterworth. He is the audio and musical instrument writer for The Wirecutter. Brent, good to have you on the show, brother.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's great to be back on, as always.
It's so fun to have you. Now, you are coming on because there's this wacky little announcement that came out, and I think we're going to find out sometime in April the details, but there is going to be a Sonos-powered speaker coming out from IKEA.
Yeah.
Called the Symphonisk or Symphony?
I'm thinking Symphonisk.
Symphonisk. S-Y-M-F-O-N-I-S-K.
Yeah.
I guess my first question is, why? Does Sonos need IKEA? I'm going to guess IKEA could use Sonos, but it's just an interesting pairing. Did you find it interesting as well?
I do. It's a little of both. You know, Sonos... I want to say Sonos was the leading brand in speakers for a while, or certainly one of the top two or three.
Yeah.
And they've kind of lost some of that position because of the whole smart speaker explosion when Amazon became the number one speaker brand almost overnight. So this is a good thing for Sonos as well. It's an extra outlet where they're going to be a lot more visible and they'll have a whole new audience there, maybe. So for IKEA, you know, it's great because they're partnering with someone who already knows how to make a nice sounding speaker. So that's a good thing. I'm eager to see what they have. And plus with IKEA, I kind of expect some interesting design twists and some nice convenience factors and things like that.
Yeah, I would expect the same. To the best of your knowledge, has IKEA ever partnered with somebody like this in anything, but certainly in audio?
I don't think so. You know, I don't follow everything they make, obviously, but in audio, you know, they've had some Bluetooth speakers out there that were IKEA branded, but they were like $50 and they were kind of like just something that, you know, clearly they hadn't put a lot of major work into, both in terms of the design and the promotion. They're kind of somewhat generic and they may well have just bought them lock, stock, and barrel from some manufacturer in China. This is a lot more serious of an effort, obviously. So clearly IKEA talked to Sonos and said, let's make something and let's make it really good. And, you know, I imagine since it's Sonos, you know, the minimum it would cost is a couple hundred bucks. It might be more, but we still don't know. All we've seen is a couple of pictures.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But you can tell a lot from pictures, you know.
Well, can you tell?
Yes.
You know, I'm not sure that I can tell a lot from pictures, but if you were a betting man, and I guess you are at this point, what do you think it's going to be?
Okay, well, it's Sonos, so I can tell you, you know, almost certainly it will have some kind of Wi-Fi connectivity. So it will connect to your home network, and you'll use an app on your phone to tell it to stream probably maybe content from your hard drive, like music files that you have stored there, although that's getting kind of old school. So probably what, you know, the focus is going to be on streaming services. So you'll get your Pandora and your Spotify and your Tidal and your TuneIn Radio and your who knows what. You know, there's so many of them now. So I think the focus is going to be on that, and it's certainly going to have to be app controlled. The big question for me is whether or not this is a smart speaker, meaning, you know, is it like the Sonos Play 1, which I have, which is just like a speaker and you control it through your app and it plays stuff, but you can't talk to it. Whereas the Sonos 1, if I remember the name correctly, is a full-on smart speaker that competes with Amazon Echo.
Right.
So, you know, you talk to it and you say, you give it whatever the command, and in that case, the Sonos speakers are Alexa compatible. So you give them an Alexa command, you know, Alexa, I'm not going to do it because I have an Alexa working right behind me. So I'm not going to do it right now.
Yeah.
And the thing's sitting here flashing at me going like, oh, wait, what can I do? Here's the thing. To make that work, you need a microphone array, because the microphone array has multiple microphones and it's directional. So it basically hears your voice and it figures out where your voice is coming from, and it kind of focuses in on your voice to eliminate all the noise so that your voice can be heard more clearly by the massive servers on the other end of the line. So with a mic array, you know, if you look at the Sonos speaker or if you look at the Amazon speakers, they all have the mic array on top.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing is showing, first of all, that it can be oriented vertically or horizontally. You know, it's about the size of a large, fat book. It's about that sort of form factor. They show it being turned on its side and used as a shelf. And then they also show it upright, like in a bookshelf alongside some books. And so unless they have a mic array that is, and you know, the problem with your mic array is it kind of needs to be omnidirectional. It needs to point in all directions in the room. And that's why it's on the top of an Amazon Echo. So I can just go on and on about mic arrays.
I love the sleuthing of this.
So for your mic array to work, it needs to be in a normal room. It needs to be in a horizontal configuration. But in this case, that would be impossible to do. They show it as a shelf. They show it with a knick-knack doodad thing on top of it, which would obviously block your mic array. And then as a book, it doesn't leave a lot of space for the mic array on the top. And then, of course, you'd need two mic arrays and have to tell it which one. So it could have a mic array in the front. That will work, not as well. As, you know, some TVs have that now, the TVs that are just now coming out that have voice command. So it could have a mic array in the front, but that's the big question is it going to be a smart speaker or not?
And I'm going to guess you're betting that maybe not.
Well, I'm seeing something on the Engadget blurb here that it is compatible with IKEA's other smart home devices. But what does compatible mean? That could mean that it is like an Amazon Echo, and you can talk to the Amazon Echo and say, you know, turn on my bedroom light or whatever, and it will. But then there's also smart home devices that just like a lot of the Google Home setups, it will just work as part of a network. And you say, hey, Google, play Miles Davis on the bedroom speaker, even though if you're not in the bedroom, and it'll work like that. So there's all sorts of variables here.
So hold on. We got to take a quick commercial break. We're talking to Brett Butterworth from Wirecutter about the new Sonos-powered IKEA speaker, which we don't even know what it's going to be. So we're speculating on that and more. When we come back, it's Pop Tech Radio.
I confess, I confess.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart from The Wire Cutter. We've got Brent Butterworth. He's got his detective hat on and his magnifying glass, and we are looking at pictures of the new Symphonies. What did we say, Brent? What do we think?
Symphonis?
Symphonis. That's right, Symphonis. The new IKEA Sonos thing that is going to apparently be announced sometime in early April, not coming out, I think, till the summer or the fall.
Yeah.
We don't know the price. We don't know the features. So that's what we're kind of sleuthing and trying to find out. Now, on the break, you're ready to throw down, Brent. You think it is...
Okay, based on all of the, you know, my scanning of the controls and, you know, my knowledge of Sonos and my knowledge of microphone arrays, I'm just going to take a guess and say this is nothing more than a somewhat reconfigured Sonos Play 1, which is their current speaker that I think is about $149 or $169 or something
right.
like that.
Right, so that is not
fine.
Voice activated, not voice activated, just a Wi-Fi speaker.
Right, just a Wi-Fi speaker. So you control it through an app, and you can stream from whatever service you want. You can play your files stored on your computer. And that's great. That's fine. It's probably not going to be – they would have had to redo the speaker array inside it, I think, to – because the Sonos Play 1 is kind of short and fat, and this thing is tall and skinny. So they would have probably had to reconfigure the driver array. So, and it also looks like it's not as robust because the Sonos Play 1 is just kind of rugged. Heavy little chunky thing, whereas this doesn't look like that. I'm going to take a guess and say this is going to come out for $150 and it's just going to be Wi-Fi.
Okay, well, there you go. Given that, I'm going to throw down and say I think it's going to be $99. I think they're going to get it under $100. That's
ooh.
Hard.
Ooh, you know what? I think you're right.
I think they're going to go price. Since it's not feature laden, it's going to be pretty attractive price.
Yeah, and they seem to have really cost reduced it versus the Sonos Play 1. I'm going to guess you are right.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll
this is so funny that we're just sitting here guessing about this thing.
About the thing, yeah, exactly. But, you know, this category, and I don't own a Sonos product. You know, Sonos is – I was surprised to read that Sonos has been around since 2004, 2005. They've been around for a long time. They're based, of course, here in Southern California. And as you mentioned in kind of the first segment, they've got a lot of competition now from Amazon in terms of the voice-activated speakers. And that's kind of taken over that category, I suppose, right? It's kind of a voice-activated world for the most part. But I was surprised to hear you say on our break that no Sonos product has Bluetooth. Is that correct?
Not to my knowledge. They were notorious for not having it.
Gotcha. So it's all Wi-Fi based. Interesting. And just because of the inherent relatively short length of distance you can be from the device, is that principally that? Or is there audio reasons why they wouldn't want that?
I have never figured it out because it costs nothing to add Bluetooth. I mean, you find Bluetooth headphones for under $20.
Right.
So I guess it's just like they didn't want to introduce greater complexity, although other systems that are Wi-Fi have Bluetooth and they work fine. I don't know. You know, I'm seeing on Variety now. I found another article about this, and they talk about it being a smart speaker. However, I think a lot of people sort of brand any speaker that's more than just a speaker nowadays as a smart speaker because, as we discussed before, there's all sorts of definitions of smart speakers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we'll find out. Yeah. We will find out. On that note, we do need to wrap up this edition of Pop Tech Radio. Big thanks to Brent Butterworth. Brent, we need to do this more frequently. It's too long since you...
Yeah. Well, I'm around, man.
All right. We're going to check in with you very, very soon. I do want to thank everyone for listening today. Don't forget, we are podcast. If you want to go back and revisit some of our older episodes, you can go wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple, iTunes, and others. And to the great stations that carry us across the great U.S., we are syndicated through Radio America. Thanks to Radio America. Thanks to the stations that are carrying us. And a big thanks to Cody Castleberry. Cody is my producer and engineer and editor. He makes the whole ship run smoothly. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, that we've been playing lots of English beat music. Very, very sad to read about the passing of Ranking Roger. He was one of the founders and co-front person of the English beat and general public, and he passed away this week at the very young age of 56. So very sad to hear of his passing, but a great artist and a great band, and that music will live on. And Brent, if I were to throw back in your court and say, what are you listening to right now that's got you excited? You're a jazz guy. Give me something that you're digging right now.
I will. There's a jazz piano player named Frank Kimbrough, K-I-M-B-R-O-U-G-H, and he's been around a long time, but he just did an album that is, I think it's, I'm getting it on Spotify, but it's like a 3 or 4 disc set. It's every tune Thelonious Monk ever written, so it's 50 some odd tunes. Really greatly performed with a lot of energy, and, you know, jazz isn't always known for creativity and energy, but this is like full of energy. It's full of love. It just really is awesome. It's called Monk's Dreams, I believe.
Okay.
Really good.
Right on. We will check that out. So, folks, thanks for listening in. We will see you next time on Popular Technology Radio.
Is back April 20th through the 28th.
Over a week of classic fun.
So dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th, and get your tickets now for the main event with over 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 27th.
Discount pre-registration is on now until April 1st. So get your car registered today.
Discount advance tickets are available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Avoid the lines and buy yours now. Don't miss the 30th annual Cool April Nights, April 20th through April 28th.
Oh, baby. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino. Visit Redding, KRCR Channel 7, Redding McDonald's, Lithia Chevrolet, Shasta Regional Medical Center, The Record Searchlight, and this radio station.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star